home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
90s and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Cause I
your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. '90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime. CFW.
See me this Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
where?
There, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Now take my eyes, don't they see me? There's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more. All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
I'm
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
All night long. your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Tell us what you love about her.
Oh man, how much time you got?
At Lasker's, we'll show you exactly what she'll love almost as much as she loves you.
Well, here's one. She made the first move.
And it's the reason we love what we do.
This one time we're just hanging out, talking, and for whatever reason, it was this pause, like just a long pause. And we were fine with being quiet and everything.
It's why we make and take sweet time to get to know the person you're buying for.
And then she put her hand in mine. That was it. We both knew. We've always had a silent language since then. She reads me, I read her.
Lasker's is the easiest place
to buy the right one for the right one.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
And online at laskers.com.
That's love, right?
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underlie is proposing free meals for all students in the biennial budget. According to a press release from the Department of Public Instruction, the free meals proposal would give all Wisconsin students access to a healthy breakfast and lunch for free. The organization says one in four students has reported hunger from not having food in their home. The budget also proposed to fully fund the school day milk program and create a new program to encourage school districts to buy local. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. An election mailer supporting Republican Michelle Megadance Skinner sent out to voters contained a notable error. The mailer calls on voters to re-elect Megadance Skinner for the 91st Assembly District, even though she is not running for re-election and the incumbent is her Democratic opponent, Jody Emerson. The mailer was sent out by an organization called Americans for Prosperity, which acknowledged the printing error and said they were working to fix the mistake. Megadance Skinner's campaign reportedly had no involvement in the mailer. The City of Eau Claire Parks and Forestry Division has announced the temporary closure of one of the local off-leash dog parks. According to city officials, the Otter Creek Dog Park will be closed for maintenance between October 28th and November 3rd. During the maintenance, crews will be installing a new concrete entrance, removing dead and dying trees, and repairing the fence. They will also attempt to remove some invasive species in the area and the overgrowth along the fence line. The city has two other off-leash dog parks that will remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 37. Sunny and a high in the low 60s on Sunday. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 45. Monday, partly sunny and windy with a high around 72.
Right now, it's 55.
CFW. 1057 CFW.
5-7 CFW.